Saturday, May 15th, Liturgy of the Hours, Evening Prayer. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Hallelujah. And the Evening Prayer Hymn, Jesus is risen, let us sing praise to the ever-living King. Alleluia, alleluia. Praise him in song, ye seraphim, praise him with joy, ye cherubim. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. On the most holy days of days, let us forget together sing his praise. Alleluia, alleluia. Raise joyful voices to the sky, sing out ye heavens in reply. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. To God the Father let us sing, to God the Son, our risen King. Alleluia, alleluia. And equally let us adore the Holy Spirit evermore. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. And the psalmody, beginning with the first antiphon. The Lord our God is high above the heavens. He raises up the lowly from the dust. Alleluia. Psalm 113. Praise, O servants of the Lord, praise the name of the Lord. May the name of the Lord be blessed, both now and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to its setting, praise to be to the name of the Lord.
High above all nations is the Lord, above the heavens his glory. Who is like the Lord our God, who has risen on high to his throne, yet stoops from the heights to look down upon heaven and earth?
From the dust he lifts up the lowly, from his misery he raises the poor, to set him in the company of princes, yes, with the princes of his people. To the childless wife he gives a home, and gladdens her heart with children. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the Psalm Prayer. Lord Jesus, Word of God, surrendering the brightness of your glory, you became man so that we may be raised from the dust to share your very being. May there be innumerable children of the church to offer homage to your name from the rising of the sun to its setting. And repeating the first antiphon, the Lord our God is high above the heavens, raises up the lowly from the dust. Alleluia. And the second psalmody, the second antiphon, Lord, you have broken the chains that held me bound. I will offer you a sacrifice of praise. Alleluia. Psalm 116, verses 10 through 19. I trusted even when I said I am sorely afflicted, and when I said in my alarm, no man can be trusted.
How can I repay the Lord for his goodness to me? The cup of salvation I will raise, I will call on the Lord's name.
My vows to the Lord I will fulfill before all his people. Oh, precious in the eyes of the Lord is the death of his faithful.
Your servant, Lord, your servant am I. You have loosened my bonds, a thanksgiving sacrifice I make. I will call on the Lord's name.
My vows to the Lord I will fulfill before all his people. In the courts of the house of the Lord, in your midst, O Jerusalem. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the Psalm Prayer. Father, precious in your sight is the death of the saints, but precious above all is the love with which Christ suffered to redeem us. In this life, we fill up in our own flesh what is still lacking in the sufferings of Christ. Accept this as our sacrifice of praise, and we shall even now taste the joy of the new Jerusalem. And repeating the second antiphon, Lord, you have broken the chains that held me bound. I will offer you a sacrifice of praise. Alleluia. And the third antiphon, though he was the Son of God, Christ learned obedience through suffering, and for all who obey him, he has become the source of life. Alleluia. Philippians chapter 2, verses 6 through 11. Though he was in the form of God, Jesus did not deem equality with God something to be grasped at.
Rather, he emptied himself and took the form of a slave, being born in the likeness of men.
He was known to be of human estate, and it was thus that he humbled himself, obediently accepting even death, death on a cross.
Because of this, God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name above every other name.
So that at Jesus' name every knee must bend in the heavens, on the earth, and under the earth, and every tongue proclaim to the glory of God the Father, Jesus Christ is Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. and repeating the third antiphon, though he was the Son of God, Christ learned obedience through suffering, and for all who obey him, he has become the source of life. Hallelujah. And the reading for this Saturday night is 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 9 through 10. You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people he claims for his own to proclaim the glorious works of the one who called you from the darkness into his marvelous light. Once you were no people, but now you are God's people. Once there was no mercy for you, but now you have found mercy. And the responsory, the Holy Spirit is the Paraclete. Alleluia, alleluia.
The Holy Spirit is the Paraclete. Alleluia, alleluia.
He will teach you all things. Alleluia, alleluia. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit is the Paraclete. Alleluia, alleluia.
And the Canticle of Mary, beginning with the antiphon, I will not leave you orphaned. I am going now, but I will come back to you, and your hearts will rejoice. Alleluia. Canticle of Mary is found in Luke chapter 1, verses 46 through 55. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant.
From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name.
He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation.
He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit.
He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly.
He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty.
He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the antiphon for the Canticle of Mary, I will not leave you orphans. I am going now, but I will come back to you, and your hearts will rejoice. Alleluia. And our intercessions. Let us bless Christ, on whom the Holy Spirit came down in the form of a dove. Let us pray to him and seal our prayers by saying, Amen. Lord, send the Spirit of your promise,
that your church may be continually renewed in life and vigor.
Amen. May all peoples acclaim you as King and God.
May Israel become your prized possession.
Amen. You cast out devils.
Cast out from us all scandal and stubborn pride.
Amen. At Pentecost, you undid the disunity of Babel.
By your Spirit, gather all in unity and spread the one faith throughout the world.
Amen. May your Spirit dwell within us
and raise to life our mortal bodies.
Amen. Gathering our prayers and praises into one, let's say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. And our concluding prayer. Let us pray. Graciously hear our supplications, O Lord, so that we, who believe that the Savior of the human race is with you in your glory, may experience, as he promised until the end of the world, his abiding presence among us, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.